obviously, I'm just to go to the Treasury Department and bring it out.
I know, John Conley, it's a good man. He's gonna have a lot of congressional relations, so, glad that he worked close with him and Gregory.
He jumped right in the middle of a very busy week.
Oh, God. We got the job, what we're trying to do is to get the departments to do more than that work. They have it all done out here. You do the work. All you gotta do, your therapy, your cop lines, your time bar. Well, your Treasury, they don't need it that much. And don't report, it's not worth it. But I asked that we while we're here, one moment, what is the journey? That all, one was, oh, yeah, that's right, they'll come in. What is the situation on this staff, do you think we ought to keep on this fall, bus? Now, they're good, the issue of farm issue. I don't know if we're seeing each other or not. It might be from a political standpoint, but the bus can't get me then. But I think we ought to try to put down some, I think you also, how do you know the bus drivers?
Well, it went, went pretty well, Jack. Miller, unfortunately, tried to turn bus into an advocate for his own reelection. But John Whitaker and Tom Corlo was there, and they kept on track.
The motors, tires.
I know, certainly.
Well, he's smart, man. God, does he only realize who he bores people? Not his colleagues, his own colleagues.
You're here, that boss.
Yeah, he's his friend.
Well, we're gonna have a real battle with the bus, but...
The farmers union's hard against it.
Wouldn't we have anybody? Would you agree? Do you all agree with these ones that should come in?
Never offered you, you would take it.
Thanks for the thanks, Doc.
That's all the president, good job, man.
Yeah, no, John, no, really, there we are.
Well, with bus, so if they turn it down, it goes to somebody else.
And we don't, they'll turn it down, they just give them a very hard time, make some headlines.
A lot of farming. I was gonna ask you one other thing. What is your feeling about the, amendment that would be? I have to take a hard line, because we've got things going on at the present time. As even the one that was read to me, is basically just like that for the president. I can't do it. No, not after making the announcement on Friday, he's gonna have to run. I don't even call it, I'm not here. But if we go that way,
we're not.
You think we'll lose it?
No, I do not.
And I wish we could have a straight up, I can get rid of it, just straight up around the other.
Not more than, we can control somehow, some Democrat, and we can't even control all the Republicans from offering it.
So, you know, it's like, we've got a hell of a good case to sell.
You sure have.
We've got a hell of a good case, we're gonna go to war, and we're gonna be off goddamn soon, as they all know. But we have to have time to do what we can for the thing. And if they get, I have to figure, and what's the responsibility for failure on the prisoner's side, or on anything else, on them, and on me?
You got that across the
board. And Jerry, if you repeat that to the press conference after the meeting this morning, they told the president, yeah.
Right.
All right.
Thanks, buddy, you're all doing a great job.
Aren't you winning one?
Great cause.
That's a great cause.
It's a good one.
Yeah.